A lot of discussion about the public service and the number of jobs that will go. What's clear is some jobs will go, and that means people may be being offered a package. But what is a package? Does it differ from the public and private sector? I thought we'd get in Alison Greenwood, who is Director of Financial One and deals with these things. Hi, Alison.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. When you hear package, I mean, how much money is a package normally? Does it vary?
Yes, very much so. It depends a lot on how long you've been in the job, what the company or, you know, how big the company is. And, you know, it also depends on your agreement that you've got with your employer.
How do you know if what they're offering you is reasonable?
Look, there is the Fair Work Act, and that is a really good basis or good guide as to what your entitlement should be. Look, usually it is about 2 weeks for every year that you've been working there. So 2 weeks of pay for every year that you've been working there, plus all your other entitlements like long service leave, sick leave, etc., etc.
These days, though, a lot of people might have signed those entitlements away in their contract.
They may not have
long service leave or
they may have things. And that's why it is so important to ensure that you get some good advice and have someone have a look at your actual, if you don't have a union rep, you know, have get somebody else who's independent to have a look at what that means for you and what your entitlements should be.
So, Alison, what are the kind of factors if you're putting together your decision tree? Do you take a package? Don't you take a package? Do you put your hand up or not? What are the considerations that you'd be wanting to talk through with your family?
Oh, gosh, look, I suppose the main things that the questions that should be asked are, is it going to be easy for you to get another job? What's the package worth? You know, look, some people we find might only be a few years away from retirement. And if that's the case, this redundancy might mean that they can actually retire early and still have exactly the same amount of money as if they were to work for those next few years. So that's
because that money can go in one lump sum into the super.
Yeah, look, basically, you know, for instance, it might be that that money is earning 6% and, you know, when the calculations are all done and dusted, they really didn't need to work for those extra 3 years.
But because I suppose for 3 years you'd be putting in 11% or 13% of your income. So if your package is equal to about that, you could do that in a year.
But it's also your personal goals, because that's the thing. People might have an amount of money that they know that they can budget and live off. They may not have debts, you know, so they may feel when we sit down and we work it all out, they may actually feel that that money is enough for them to live off and that they can retire. But they might not want to either, because they might love their job. And so these are some of the other big considerations. You know, do you love the job? Can you get another job easily? How much money is it? How much debt do you have? What would you do with it? Because the other problem is too, some people will automatically think, let's pay the mortgage off, and then they can't get a job. So there are strategies around, you know, being able to have like an open mortgage where or a line of credit where they can then redraw from that mortgage if they need money to live off.
So in the first instance, is it trying to find a way to keep as many options open?
Yes, yes. They've got to explore their options, and everybody is different. And that's the big thing about these packages. It's not a one size fits all. It is definitely very individual.
What about, because it's a lump sum, we don't often, if you're a wage earner in your life, have a lump sum, the idea of investing it into something.
And that's another consideration, because, you know, look, those redundancies are meant to be for people so that they have a certain amount of money to live off while they find another job. But if you find another job or you've got another job to go to, then look, the most obvious one that everyone would think about is whether we pay the mortgage off. And that's a really good consideration, because mortgages, you're not claiming any tax deduction. So we call it non-deductible debt. And so the mortgage and the credit cards are usually the things that should go first. But if you've already done that, then yes, investing that money is the next option. And whether that might be property or shares or superannuation, that's the sort of thing that everyone needs to have a look at.
What if you've got one partner who has an idea of using that money that you think's maybe a bit crazy? Leon Compton yesterday was talking about starting a business. What if one person's going, oh, I've got my dream. I'm going to live my dream. I mean, should you go for your dreams with your money? Oh, is this the big chance?
Look, this is the thing, isn't it? I think dreams are fantastic. And obviously people, you know, don't get rich by not taking risks. However, you've just got to make sure that you've done your homework.
Meaning
that you've had a look at whether the business might be a success or a failure. I mean, there's so many things that you've got to have a look at when you go into business. And obviously, in my role, I have seen quite a few businesses fail, but I've also seen businesses thrive. And I think the main thing is that you've got to ensure that you've done your homework. You've looked at whether there is a good reason that that business would be successful. But I'm a big believer in going for your dreams.
If you're someone with excellent job prospects, is it smarter for you to take a package than someone who is going to struggle?
Well, definitely. Most definitely. You know, if you've got if you do a trade, or if you're in some sort of role where you know that that is quite in demand, then yes, I mean, you would definitely consider that. I think too, it's personality as well, because if people are worried they might have only been, because you've got to remember that with some of these redundancies, this may be the only job that that person has had all their life. So there's a lot of fear involved with that as well. I mean, it might be so many years since they've been for an interview or had to apply for a job. They might not have any idea how they do that. So for them, that's another whole big factor. But, you know, if it's something where you've been doing a job for a few years, you might find that you get a payout of, you know, $10,000 to $15,000. You can easily get a new job. Then I can understand why people would consider it.
But that's not a large sum of money, is it, if you need to live off it, $10,000 to $15,000 if you have children?
No, it's not a large sum. But then again, if you know, or you've already found another job to go to, then it's money for jam, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, it is. Yes, you need to have been around for a while. It's good to speak with you this morning.
My pleasure.
Financial advisor Alison Greenwood. None of that, of course, is advice. It's only simply, I guess, a laying out of some of the possibilities. So you must make your own decisions and get your own advice.